Blog Talk Radio.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name.
You are welcome.
the power, and the glory forever.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you are welcome here. You are welcome in. We invite you. Hallelujah. Have your way. Move by your spirit. Do as only you can do, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. There's some prayers that you would have for us to pray today. You are welcome to pray those prayers through us today. There's some utterances and some groanings we need to do today for your glory. You are welcome to do those things in us today through us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we invite you. We invite you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And then as we come, Lord, we lay down everything that has happened today thus far, every bit of busyness that we've been a part of, everything that we've been doing. Not to say it was a bad thing that we've been doing today. It was all good. And we still lay it down before you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we put our attention on you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We put all of our attention on you, Lord, and say, have your way. We love you so much. We thank you for your presence today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Knowing that you're moving by your spirit right now in each and every one of us. And we give you praise and glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say welcome, everyone. It's always such a blessing to see everyone. Come on the line, those who come in early, thank you so much. Those who just come, period, thank you so much. We praise God for you. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And we're going to start with Minister Rachel and family. Hallelujah. And then we're going to go to, and these are our New Jersey people. Hallelujah. And then we're going to go to Sister Joanne at 2:15, 3:15 her time. And then we're going to have Pastor Catherine. Praise God. Surprise, surprise. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. And now we need one more person to pray the last 15 minutes. If you're available to do that, press your number one key and we'll put you in that 15-minute slot. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Got it. Hallelujah. Amen. I have two people with that exchange, so I got to look you up real quick. Okay. Well, praise God. I was thinking about you, Pastor Rita, and I was going to contact you and your husband and see if you were available. I said, well, I thought you were going to the doctor's today. Well, thank you. Praise God. So you'll be praying from 2:45 until 3 p.m. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to open up everyone's line that's going to pray in tongues. And so you need to please mute your phone. When it's your time to come in, just jump on in. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, Minister Rachel and family, you can begin.
Ishandra Bose, You are worthy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Sister Joanne, go ahead. Do you have your mute on, Sister Joanne?
Okay. You hear me now? Hello?
Yes, we hear you now.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, Baba.
阿爸爸撒耶的罗罗布西阿爸爸的罗罗布西耶的罗罗布萨阿爸耶耶妈妈撒的罗罗布西的罗罗布西耶的罗罗布萨阿爸爸耶耶爸爸西耶的罗罗布西阿爸妈耶的罗布提提的罗罗布萨西的罗罗布西耶的罗罗布西阿妈妈尼那妈那妈那罗罗布西 卡巴拉罗布西杰罗罗布西卡巴巴耶罗罗布西阿罗罗布西耶罗玛尼亚尼亚玛尼耶罗布西尼那玛尼亚尼罗布西达耶罗布西罗布西阿罗罗布西尼那那尼尼莫尼那玛尼亚尼罗布西 阿玛尼亚，努莫尼亚，尼努莫尼亚，尼努莫沙，阿玛尼亚，努莫尼亚，尼瓦，努莫尼亚，尼亚，尼努莫沙，阿玛尼亚，尼的努瓦加亚，尼努乌吉吉，尼努莫沙，阿玛尼亚，尼努莫尼亚，尼努莫沙。 你那那么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么么 I'm nom 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 nom.
Hana de kododo ko shande de ke shake de hana de kododo ko shake de ki shakadada hana de kododo
Hiana le kororoko shandare. Hiana le kororoko shandare. Hana de kororoko shekere. Hana la kororoko shakarara. Hiana la kororoko shekere. Hiana la kororoko shandare ke shekere. Ikere de kororoko shakarara. Hiana le kororoko shakarara. Hana de kororo. Ikere de kororoko shekere. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Ikere de kororoko shakarada. Hana le kororoko shakarada. Hiana le kororoko shakarada. Hiana le kororoko shekere. Ikere de kororoko shakarada. Hana da kashakarada kashakarada. Hana de kororoko shakarada. Hana de kororoko shakarada. Hana de kororoko shakarada. Hana de kororoko shakarada. Hana de kororoko shekere. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hiana le kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hiana de kororoko shekere. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hiana le kororoko shakarade. Hana le kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shekere. Hiana de kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hiana de kororoko shakarade. Hiana de kororoko shakarade. Hanani, hanani ono no koshanare. Hikere de ko, shekere de kiyadada. Hiana de kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hana le kororoko shekere. Hiana le kororoko shakarade. Hiana le kororoko shakarade. Hiana le kororoko shakarade. Hiana le kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Ikede de kororoko shakarade. Ikede de kororoko shekere. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hiana de kororoko shandade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Ikede de kororoko shandade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hana ne ono doko shandade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hiana ne kororoko shakarade. Ikede de kororoko shakarade. Hiana la kororoko shakarade. Hiana de kororoko shakarada. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hana le kororoko shakarade. Ikede de kororoko shakarade. Ikede de kororoko shandade. Ikede de kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Ikede de kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Ikede de kororoko shandade. Ikede de kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Ikede de kororoko shakarade. Hana 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 de kororoko shakarade. Hiana la kororoko shekere. Hiana la kororoko shekere. Hana de kororoko shekere. Hiana la kororoko shakarade. Hana la kororoko shakarade. Hiana la kororoko shakarade. Hana la kororoko shekere. Hiana de kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hiana la kororoko shakarade. Ikede de kororoko shekere. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hana le kororoko shakarade. Hana le kororoko shakarade. Ikede de kororoko shandade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shakarade. Hana de kororoko shekere. Ikede de kororoko. Hikede de kororo. 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 Hana de kororo. Hikede de kororo. Hikede de kororo. Hikede de kororo. Hana le kororo. Hikede de kororo. Hikede de kororo. Hana 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 de kororo, hikede de kororo koshakade. Hana de kororo koshakade, hikede de kororo. Hana de kororo, hikede de kororo. Hana la kororo,
He Nene ki halalobo sata. Hanana mashi ki halalobo sande. Anoro la mahira lobo sande. Ora mahira lobo sata. Nerebe ki halalobo sande. Ore si halalobo kaya. Niera base. Anana mahayoro lobo sande. Hira masande. Roki hana masate. Rokara mashi harabasande. Roki hana maya. Ore yanana mashando lobo sande. Rebe ki halalobo sande. Roki hana. Roki hana masande. Rebe se. Nene meshi ki hamasata. Ore rabashata lola maki halalobo.
Hallelujah. As you're hearing somebody pray in tongues,
and that can very well be an interpretation. So we're just encouraging you to share whatever the Lord has given to you by way of interpretation. If we understand it, if you don't understand it, don't worry about it. We may understand it. If we don't understand it, then what we'll do is this is recorded, and so we will just put it on the shelf, so to speak, and let the Lord tell us about it. Amen. Because he will in due season. Amen. Amen. So we're going to start our interpretations with those who spoke in tongues. So those who spoke in tongues today or prayed in tongues were, we started off with Minister Rachel and family. Praise God. And then we went on to Sister Joanne. So your lines will be open. Please mute yourself until you're ready to speak. Pastor Catherine, yeah, make sure you mute your line. Pastor Catherine, and then we had Pastor Rita. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can give your interpretations, and then after that, others who are on the line, if you press your number one key, after they finish, then we'll open up your line and hear what the Lord is saying through you. Praise God. I see that we have some new numbers here that I do not know today, and so we believe that God is God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to believe that he sent you here, and we'll hear what the Lord is saying through you as well. Praise God. A line that I don't recall, and we welcome you, area code 515. And then we have an area code 929. Praise God. So welcome. And then welcome, Sister Faye. It's good to see you back here today as well. Area code 317. Good to see all of you here today. God bless you. All right, Minister Rachel and family, you can begin. Do you have your mute on, Minister Rachel? Let me make sure. Okay. Minister Rachel? I think I have your mic on. Minister Rachel and family? Okay. You must be doing something. We'll come back to you. Praise God. Okay. Let's go on to Sister Joanne. Are you there, Sister Joanne? Is your mute on?
Okay. Are you hearing me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All I heard was dedicated. Dedicated. Dedicate yourself. Dedicate yourself.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, that's a word that the Lord has said to us before. Amen.
Wow.
So he reiterates that. Yeah. Dedicate yourself. Amen. At one point, we even went through and to see how many times he said dedicate. Now, I haven't checked this in a while, so we may have that more, but I think that was since April, back in April, so we haven't looked since April, but 16 times that was said. Amen.
Wow.
To dedicate.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus. You're welcome.
Amen. Pastor Catherine?
Okay. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, for Minister Rachel and her family, when she was praying, I heard, "You are my Messiah." And then the children, when the children were praying, I heard, "Listen and obey." And then when Minister Rachel came back in, I heard, "The battle is over. Victory, victory, victory."
Hallelujah.
Then I heard Minister Joanne, "Our Father is awesome. Our Father is great. You are the anointed one. Keep walking by faith and not by sight. I come with fire. Come, Lord, we need your fire. Take out everything not like you. Come, Lord Jesus, we need you now. Lord, speak to our hearts loudly. We don't know what to do. If you don't speak quickly, the time is speeding up. Confess, get your breakthrough. Confess, God is faithful to forgive. Now is the time. Don't put it off. Don't keep putting it off. Now is the time. Touch, Lord. Come, Lord. Come now, Lord." That was Sister Joanne.
Amen.
And then for myself, I heard, don't go on your own. Yes, come quickly, Lord. Stop striving, because I was kind of want to keep going with where the Sister Joanne was praying. But anyway, then I kind of came off of it. Yes, come quickly, Lord. Then I have stopped striving. I am your example. Follow me. I will provide. And I provide because I was in the kitchen. I was trying to stay in the kitchen so I wouldn't wake Mama up. And so I forgot my iPad and left it, and I didn't want to move because I didn't want everybody to hear me moving. And so I said, I need a pencil. I need a pencil. And I said, I know there's not a pencil in this kitchen. And lo and behold, there's a cup in the kitchen. I've never seen it. It has about 10 pencils and pens in it. And the Lord said, "I will provide. I will provide." And then he took me back to, he also took me back to when I came into the, came over here today, and I always like to give the doorman a certain amount of money that I wanted to give, and I said, "Lord, I don't have that much money today." And he said, "I am going to." Then he brought it back to me. "I will provide." And then, I thought about the card that was in the mail, and you said somebody sent you some money. Sent you some money. And he said, that's what he brought me back to, that's when I said, once again, "I will provide." And then I come with fire and water. And I tried to, at one time, I kept saying the same thing over and over with my tongue. And I'm going like, "Lord, I don't want to keep saying this over and over." And I heard, "Surrender, surrender. Open, doors will be opened when you surrender. You shall see signs and wonders." And then,
hallelujah.
Pastor Rita, "Say what I say. I will counsel you. Run to me. Run to me. Stay with me, not looking to the left or to the right. You are my Messiah. Stay low. I will take you higher. Stay holy, for I am holy. Yes, I see. Keep on running to me. I am your Savior. I am enough. My grace is sufficient. I am your protector. I see. I see. I'm your key to unlock every closed door. I see. I will heal. I'm your key. Hold on. I'm your key. You are my shepherd." Okay.
Amen.
That's all I have for today.
All right. I have some of that, what you're saying, and especially with Pastor Rita at the end. I think that was the last thing I heard was, "Hold on."
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Amen. Amen.
All right, Pastor Rita.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I heard with Sister Rachel's children, the girls, I kept hearing, God never fails, so don't you faint. Then I heard Sister Rochelle when she was praying, Messiah, he never fails. Trust him. So don't lack faith. Keep walking by faith. So coming, he is coming soon, very soon. Be ready. No weapon formed against you, it won't prosper. And that's what I heard for them. And with Sister Joanne, I heard, cry aloud, sound the trumpet in Zion. Hear me, my people. I need you, Lord. Come and see. He is good. Praise the Lord. I thank you, yet will I trust you. You are faithful, the blood of Jesus. And I heard her say, how long, Lord? I see Jesus coming by. Come by here, Jesus. Come by. The Lord cares. See about us. I see you, Lord. God is able. Come by, Lord. Come by with your word and come by with fire. Praise the Lord. Then with Sister Pastor Catherine, I heard, come and you, Abba Father, hear, perceive, and see harmony and peace in your life. He can and he will take care of everything. That's what I heard him say as you were praying. Hide under his wings. I am closing doors. Keep it closed. You must go where I send you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's all I had. I couldn't write down when I'm praying. I just didn't write down anything for myself. Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Pastor. Amen. Glad that you could come on with us and jump right in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So anyone else have any interpretations? Pressure number one key. The one that I see with their number one key press is area code 929. So I'm going to open your line in a moment. And then we see Sister Faye. Anyone else? If you do have your number one key press, send me a text and let me know, because you know this number one key, sometimes it does not work. Okay? So we're going to open a line for area code 929. We want to welcome you. Tell us who you are. Area code 929. Your line is open. Tell us who you are. I think we hear your TV in the background.
Attention, a common herbicide has been linked to Parkinson's disease.
If you were diagnosed with Parkinson's after working around an herbicide,
all right,
call the
Ghost Fire
Law Firm. Call us.
Amen. All right, Sister Faye, we're opening up your line. Welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for having me. What I heard was, you're not the Lord. You're not a Lord short of your promises. Being steadfast, hold on, keep seeking. Have mercy, we call. Hold on, you have the answers.
Amen. Oh, you heard hold on too, huh?
Yes.
Okay, read yours again real quick. Go ahead and read it again.
Okay. You're not a Lord short of your promises. Steadfast, hold on, keep seeking, have mercy, we call, hold on, you have the answers.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You have the answers. Now let me just ask you this. Now last week,
okay,
when you played that song, tell us what the Lord was saying to you.
I didn't play a song, not that I know of.
You didn't?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Do you know what it was? I don't recall.
Okay. This is more and more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Okay. Now, did you hear a song last week?
I don't remember. I know I didn't say anything, but I don't remember. I thought I did. I know, I think the first time I was on, I did hear the song.
Okay. All right. Now, okay. Well, I heard a song last week.
Oh, my goodness.
I know that other people heard this song with me because my sister heard it. And
okay.
She kind of understood it. But I thought, I was pretty sure that it came from your line.
Okay.
Because when I closed
Do you remember
line,
what it was?
Yeah, I know the song. Yeah, it's a classical guitar song.
Hmm.
You know anything about classical guitar?
Yeah, I like get some guitar music because I usually have my TV off and my phone off.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't remember. So I don't have any interruptions. So I don't know what it
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, I'll talk about that a little later.
Okay.
The song that I heard, I heard the song. I heard it coming from your line.
Okay.
And when I closed your line, I didn't hear the song anymore, and the Lord said, open that line back again. And I heard
wow.
the song coming from your line.
Do you remember any of it? What did it say?
It was not a song with words in it. It was I'll talk about it right now real quick.
Okay.
This was a song that was very meaningful to me. This is what I wrote down in my notes. As we were closing the broadcast last week, the 22nd, the Lord led me to open all of the lines so anyone who wanted to speak could. And
mm-hmm.
no one said anything. And then I said, going once, going twice, going three times. And
I remember
then I started to close in prayer. And then suddenly there was music that began to play. And it was loud. And the music was so loud that it sounded like I was playing it on my board, on my studio. And so I thought maybe I had pressed a button by mistake and was playing a song. And so then I just began to shut down all of the lines that were open. And when I closed your line down, I couldn't hear the song anymore. And the Lord said, open it back up again. So when I opened your line up, I heard this song, and the name of the song is called Leyenda by Albanez. And it's Leyenda by Albanez, Albenez. And this is a song, and I'll shorten the story, a song that I used to hear quite a bit around 30-something years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And I knew a man who played this song, and I would listen to him practice the song. So I knew every note of that song. And so to me, it was a word from the Lord that the promise that he made to me over 30 years ago is still good.
Okay.
And it's yea and amen. And then I began to just meditate on hearing that song. And the Lord said to me, isn't it interesting how many songs that there has ever been recorded? And you would hear that particular song? And so I looked that up on the computer about how many songs have been recorded. and the number is 82.5 sextillion, which we don't even know what that's. And for me to hear that song was a miracle. So, and then for you to say that you did not play that song, and I mean, if I don't think anybody else played it because I had shut everybody's line down, but yours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And no,
so,
I didn't, and I didn't make a comment or anything.
No, you didn't.
But God, He can do anything.
Yes. And to me, that's even more miraculous. And I was going to call you. I have your number from here because we have caller ID. And I was going to call
anytime.
You.
Anytime.
And thank you. And the Lord said, don't call her. And I was like, well, what? How am I going to ask her how she knew about this song? And so anyway, the bottom line is this is what he said. He said he pulled out his calling card and said, bam, I'm here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he let us know, and he's letting us know even now without a shadow of a doubt that he is here. And as you said, he can do it any way he wants to do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And out of 82.5 sextillion songs that have been recorded since recording has started, I would hear that song that I know note for note, a classical guitar song from 30 years ago. Hallelujah.
Well, I've heard this is the age of miracles.
Yeah.
He's doing things.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming back.
Well, I was back. I was there last week. I just didn't say anything. I'm sorry. But I was listening.
It was fine. Because I was like, well, she didn't say anything. And she just started playing the music. And the music was so loud and so clear. Praise the Lord.
Maybe that was because the Lord wanted to get your attention.
He has it.
Mm-hmm.
He has mine. If he didn't have it before, which I believe he did, he definitely has it.
Because I've never even heard of this man before, person. Wow.
Wow, indeed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, I know that it wasn't just me hearing it because my sister, Pastor Price, heard it as well. And I was starting to cry, you know, from hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she texted me and said, oh, I get it, the classical guitar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. Amen. Well, thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God bless. Amen. Now, anyone else? Praise God. Anyone else have any interpretation? Press your number one key. We'll open up your line. Oh, let me go back to Minister Rachel. Okay, hopefully you're okay. You can speak now, Sister Rachel.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
It was a song that was playing in my as I was praising, and talking to God. Oh Lord, bring it back to my remembrance, the song. It was I call it the Lord's theme music, and it was like, the sky shall unfold.
Oh yeah.
Preparing his entrance. The stars shall applaud him with thunders of praise. In other words, look, and then it goes and say, we shall behold him face to face. Hallelujah. And then as I had me praying, I was going to call you privately because I don't know if God wanted me to say this openly so it would be recorded because of the things that I'm facing. I went through the homes of those who are coming against me.
Now.
And I was praying. I was just praying through the homes.
Okay.
I was just praying through the homes. It was two homes he showed me a vision of, and I was just praying through the homes, making my
Amen.
Way through the rooms to pray, warfare. And then my girls began to laugh, and I believe they was laughing at the enemy, and we were just praising God. And then we still kept on going. I didn't know I was. My eyes were closed, and I was just praying. I didn't know, sweetie. God help me. I was just praying, sweetie. I was just caught up, and I could just see myself. But, okay, I don't want to hold through the line, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I disappeared in the ear. And then he saw Grandpa laying down. And he said hi to me. And then he had to go get out of it. So it's something I just could see.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not hearing her. I mean, I know she's speaking, but I don't understand what she's saying.
Because this is important. Well, I was, like, walking, and then I closed my eyes, and I saw my grandpa laying down in a hospital bed because that really happened. And when I was standing in there, he somehow got out of the bed and started standing up. And I was
Amen.
Able to give him a hug.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Well, we believe that your father will get up. In the name
she
of
left.
Jesus.
Amen.
She left. Amen. She said
yeah, she
what
left.
She had to say. It was important and she left. Amen. Amen. Now, I had a little vision earlier. Do any of the girls have Afro Puff balls on their head?
What
you know,
I did was I braided their hair up, and I kind of, twisted it like a shiny bump ball. Their braids, I had braided their hair going up on two sides, like one side braided up, the other side braided up, and then I take a hair piece and I ball it up. And put it little puffs of braids because they all clustered together. They've got two of them, two ponytails each.
Okay, one on the right, one on the left, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'll tell you about the vision later. I mean, I'm going to say it on the podcast. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Amen.
Love y'all.
Praise God.
Come on, everybody.
Amen. Thank you. Love you. All right. Anyone else have any interpretations you want to share? Hallelujah. Okay.
Hello.
I just want. Oh, hi. Pastor Eric?
Huh? Yes, hi.
Hi. Glory to God.
Glory to God. I was listening in the other room. As you ladies were praying in tongues, and I was listening to my wife, and I was listening to everyone. And the one common denominator that I got out of this, and I want everyone to listen to this, is that God is asking us at this time, which I'm going to be bringing about tonight, is to trust him, and this is not the time to be in doubt.
Okay.
We must stay closer to him than ever before. Because, you know, there's a lot of things that are happening, and they're happening rapidly. And the whole thing in a nutshell is to get us off focus. If you find yourself going through something through the week or through the month or whatever, that whole thing is to get you off focus because you have an assignment that God wants you to complete. And if we don't stay focused on what God is telling us and asking us and commanding us to do, we'll find ourselves sidetracked on the situation and circumstances that the devil is constantly trying to throw in our faces, get us distracted. There's a lot going on right now, and there's a lot of people hurting, not just physically, but spiritually right now. We didn't see a lot of physical hurt. One of the main things that we saw was the collapse of the condo situation in Florida. There are a lot of people that were physically hurt, matter of fact, killed. But then you have the survivors of it, and you have the families who are going through serious psychological and hurt right now, pain of loss. So it's abundance of things that are happening. But if we would read our word, understand what the Bible is saying, he said these times and things were going to happen. I'm seeing a lot of stuff happening, and you don't even have to look for nothing bad, and it's already on TV or it's already in front of your face. We must guard our ear gates, our eyes, and our heart, but more so, we must come to the point of strategically understanding where we stand and what the devil is trying to do. His main objective, as that we all know, is to kill, steal, and destroy at any cost. Whether he use family members, whether he use your job, whether he use whatever the situation may be, his objective is to get you off track, to get you out of what your character. Once he gets you out of your character, then you out of the will of God. But see, we are God's ambassadors. And as long as we shine like that, we give him trouble. Every time we put our feet on the ground, hell trembles. He's scared.
All right.
He's trying to do is shut us down any kind of way that he could. But what I'm about to say may sound harsh and inhuman, but listen to this carefully. As a well-trained soldier, they train themselves to go through a lot of physical, mental state. And that's why when they're captured, the only thing they give you is their name and serial rank number. No more. This is where we have to start doing as soldiers on the front line. Look, we're going to get hit. There's no doubt about it. Jesus told us that we would. But we still have the victory in him. So what I'm saying, it's time to train up, saints. We need to be in boot camp. We need to start going through physical training, not just through the physical, but the spiritual as well. Tell Satan that you will not interfere with my life anymore. And as a matter of fact, my feelings, you don't have the right to mess with them. On how I feel and how I think, because once he gets into your feelings, he gets into your thoughts. And once he gets into your thoughts, it becomes an action. So we must become almost dead to self. How do we live? Well, we're going to have to die. And that's the only way we're going to get through this. This is what Jesus was showing us with Lazarus. This is what Jesus was showing us when the lady was brought to him and not the man. This is what Jesus was showing us all the time. We must let go of this world and what the opinion of this world has about us and stand on God's word. It's not about how many mistakes you made. It's not about where you came from. Because Jesus already told us we all have fallen short. This is what I've heard on this line, that you guys are saying nothing but hope. Hope to fight. Hope to finish this race, regardless of the situation. So my prayer is simply this. Father, that you continue to strengthen everyone on this line. Because things are going to come. But that doesn't mean we have to become victims. God, you said in your word that we are triumphant, victorious. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. So now is the time for the saints to fight, not each other, and not even in the physical realm, but the spiritual realm. As my wife used to always say, the best position to be is on your knees and praying. And that's a very strong roll call for all of us. So understand, I'm not speaking just to myself, but to everyone. We know Satan doesn't want us to make it. Matter of fact, he hates you that you on this line and that you're doing this. But guess what? There's nothing he can do about it. People will be set free and loved ones will be healed. But it's time for us to fight. And that's what I got out of this prayer line.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor. Always good to hear from you. And I'm going to do my interpretation. And I really feel like there's a coordination with one of the interpretations that I received with what you just said. And I'll mention it when we get there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't see any other number one keys pressed. So I'm going to go ahead and go with the and read the interpretation that I received today. Hallelujah. With Minister Rachel and family, I heard through her, I heard, you are our Messiah. I think all of us heard that. You are our Messiah. You take us higher. You are the strength of our life. You will not allow the enemy to have his way in our lives and in our family. You are our Messiah. Amen. That kind of goes with yours too, Pastor Eric. And then with the girls, I heard, I have a rhythm that I want you to walk in with me. When you walk in my rhythm and my stride, you will never forget it because you will be walking on the water. And that's what I heard with the girls. Now, just before the broadcast, I was just kind of laying out in the spirit, and I began to see a vision. And the vision was of a little girl. And I thought about, you know, the girls. I thought about Amber and Gabrielle. But it was only one girl that I was holding up. But this girl had two Afro puffs on her head, one on the right and one on the left. And Minister Rachel said their hair is kind of like that. So I picked up the girl and began to jump up and down. And she laughed, and so did I. And she said, higher, go higher. And so I tried, but I could only go but so high. And then she said, like this. And she spread her arms out and began to fly. And we both really laughed then. Amen. So, you know, when, I don't know if that was Gabrielle or Amber who said this is really important what they were going to say. You know, I was listening. Praise God. Amen. And for her to see her grandfather get up out of the bed and walk, healing even right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, and then Minister Rachel said that the girls were laughing. Hallelujah. And that's what I saw in the vision was laughter. The girl that I was with was laughing. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when the in the Bible, it says the Lord laughed because he saw the enemy's time was close at hand, was at an end. So we praise God for that. Okay, then when Sister Joanne, whenever I hear Sister Joanne pray in the spirit, it sounds like, you know, it takes me back to, you know, like movies when they have the town crier. He's not crying, but he's making a now town. And, you know, before there were newspapers, and he would, you know, just walk through the town and say what was going on. And that's what it seems like with her, that she's declaring into the atmosphere. So I kept hearing all these names. Elaine, Carmen, Stephanie, Linda, Shirley, Evan, Thomas, Richard, Beverly, Robin, Triola, Faith, Margaret, Melanie, Harold, you are mine, you are mine, Francis, Franny, Freddie, Trelawney, Mike, Walter, Patrick, Harmony, Trinise, Miracle. I take you higher, higher, higher. I heard the word master's degree. I see you. You are my treasure under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. And I just felt like, you know, the Lord was calling out names to her, these names that I picked up and more names than that, and just declaring and decreeing that they were his, and he's taking them higher. Praise God. Okay, then I heard with Pastor Catherine, I heard my eyes are open all over the world. I see the good, the bad, and the ugly. Revelation 3:8, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man shall shut it. And thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and has not denied my name. And I open doors that no man can shut. I shut doors that no man can open. And then he took me to the scripture, Psalm 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down as the grass and wither as the green herb. And Pastor Eric, I'm hearing your don't get distracted. Amen. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Thy way also unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him that prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Then Isaiah 22, verses 21 through 23. And I will clothe him with thy robe, strengthen him with thy girdle, and I will commit thy government into his hand, and he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. And the key of the house of David shall I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place, and he shall be a glorious throne in his father's house. And the last scripture under Pastor Catherine is James 3 and verse 12. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a fig or berries? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? And then with Pastor Rita, I heard, I'm okay. That was so loud in the beginning as she started praying. I'm okay. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And then I heard the Lord say through her, my heart goes out to all my children. Many of you are being sifted as wheat, but I pray that your faith shall be strengthened. Luke 22, verses 31 and 32. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Hold on, my children, hold on to my unchanging hand. Hallelujah. And that really made me think about what you were saying, Pastor Eric. Hallelujah. So the enemy, excuse me, would try to sift us as wheat, to get us all off focus. But the Lord is praying that our faith will be strengthened. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So is there anything else? We have, oh, let me just say what's going to go on Get 'Em Radio, and then I'll give you a few moments. So prepare yourself if you want to make any comments. I'll open the lines for everyone quickly after I do that. And so just prepare yourself. If you want to say something, jump right in. Praise God. Okay, so with Get 'Em Radio, I don't know if you can believe it, but you got to believe it. Thursday is July the 1st. Oh, my goodness. We are there. So on Thursday, July 1st, we start a series with a very interesting young lady who, while, you know, when we had all the sheltering in that we were doing and all that, the Lord told her, her name is Shayna Poole Jones, and she started, she didn't leave her house, but she put a table outside, went in her pantry, and began to put canned goods and things out for people to have food to eat. And she started that, and God has just done things for her. A bank found out about it and gave her a van. She's been on CNN. She's been on ABC. Praise God. And she started a year ago in her front yard. And so so she's going to be on the broadcast every Thursday, and it's five Thursdays in the month of July, and she's going to talk to us about what she's been doing. And she has such a heart for the community that not only is she giving away food, and she is helping people to be able to budget their money, fix their credit report, purchase a home. God has just expanded. And so we're looking forward to hearing this woman who has a heart for the kingdom of God and for the community. Amen. Shayna Poole Jones. Amen. And also somebody sued her as well. And thank God they threw the case out. Glory, hallelujah. And the Lord told me they were going to throw it out. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. And then on this Sunday is the 4th of July. Praise God. So if you're home that day, or if you can get to a phone and call in, this is going to be our tag team preaching Sunday. And last week we began to, the Lord was telling us about the treasure hunt, ultimate treasure hunt. And we filled out a treasure map and just opened it up for the Lord to be able to show us supernaturally who the treasures were, people who were in need of salvation, because I'm going to tell you something, the harvest field is white. It is white, you know. I mean, I stepped out to go out to my car and a guy got saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to be talking about that. You know, anything that anyone who found a treasure that the Lord sent them to, we'll talk about that. We'll have others to preach for 5 minutes. You bring a scripture, a topic, and you preach for 5 minutes. That's what our tag team preaching is. For those who are not preachers yet, you can read from your devotional that day. You have 5 minutes to read from that, amen, or give a song or read some scripture, whatever the Lord leads you to do within 5 minutes. Praise God. So we'll be doing that on this Sunday. And I believe that I'm led at this point to have a short church service that day, because I know people are getting out, want to get out. On Monday, we'll still have our Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, our Bible teaching on that day. You know, we don't open the lines on that day, but you get some really wonderful Bible teaching. Hallelujah. On Tuesday, the 6th of July, we'll be back here. You know, you guys have been really pretty good about volunteering to come on and pray in tongues for 15 minutes. I'm loving it. So, you know, let me know, text me, let me know if you like to pray in tongues. And if you do, and even if it's like you know that you're going to be available on July the 27th, you can tell me. I have a calendar. I'll put you down for the 27th of July. So So let me know when you're available, and we'll put you down on the calendar. Praise God. Now, our next Wednesday broadcast will be on July the 14th. It'll be here before we know it, and that will be our healing broadcast. And we have once a month, the second Wednesday of the month, prophetic healing with Elder Philip Harkey and Minister Linda Harkey. And I'm telling you, the Lord moves by his spirit. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, and, you know, call people up who are in need of healing. Maybe they can't even get out of the house right now. We have seen, I'm telling you, we've seen flat-out miracles where people who could not walk, who could not breathe properly, hallelujah, we've seen miracles. So please let people know and have them to call in. Glory to God. So that's what's going on with Get 'Em Radio. And so we have a few more moments left in our broadcast. So I'm going to open up all the lines right now. You can press your mute button if you're not going to say anything or if you have some background noise. You know, hit your mute button on your phone. Otherwise, if you have something that you want to say, the lines are open now.
Praise the Lord. Hi, Pastor Kizzy. It's Reverend Trivitelli from California, and I was able to listen to the last hour, beginning at 1 o'clock when you guys were sharing. But the other day, I listened to a good brother in the ministry. Out of Kansas City, Missouri, and I always hear them on Sunday. That's one of the services I go to. And he preached what I was hearing in the spirit on a Saturday. And God told me to read this. God told me to read this because it goes in line with what Pastor Eric and with what everybody was saying today. As I was sitting in my backyard on a Saturday evening, I could feel that something big was coming. A shift is taking place again. Although we'll never be the way we were pre-pandemic, for one thing, no one puts on airs about ministry. I see more authentic worship. We've all been through some things spiritually. One thing is for sure. The time for half-stepping with God is over. It's time to let God be in full control of our lives. In 2019, from May of 2019 until when the pandemic came and after, all I kept hearing is tell everybody something serious is coming. It was like an urging in my spirit. And it was going to be something big and something not good. I didn't know it was a pandemic. But the other day, I had a joy in my spirit. It reminded me, I went back to when I was a little girl, and everybody knows about Mary Poppins. And I saw the new Mary Poppins. Every time she came in on a wind, and she went out when the winds changed, that meant that her work was done there. And a new chapter was coming, a new chapter of hope. But I was sensing in my spirit on Saturday is it's like a new hope. Sure, we're going to have problems, but we're going to have to keep trusting in God. And then it went back to what I preached about on Thursday on here. Keeping your eyes and keep looking up to God and don't get it twisted. God's going to move greatly during this time. But like you said, we have to be prepared. We got to keep ourselves, our battle armor on. What Ephesians 6, chapter, verses 10 through 18 tells us, and I pray that every day. We're going to have on our full armor. But God is taking all of us into a new level. And the ones that are his true people, we're going to shine forth no matter what. The ones that are not, they're going to fall by the wayside. But no matter what happens, we got to keep our eyes fully fixed on him. And that's all he gave me to share. Thank you for letting me share. Thank God for this broadcast. And I am just so thankful that I was able to get on here. God bless you all. I love you.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Love
you.
Love you. Thank you.
Love y'all.
Amen. Amen. Someone else was about to talk when she was about to say something.
Yes. Yes, praise the Lord. This is Co-Pastor Triplett again, and I'm just giving God honor and glory because God knows every set of circumstances, knows every situation, and when Pastor Catherine Coleman was praying, I heard harmony and peace in her life, and that he can and he will take care of you, everything. And it says, hide under his wings. I am closing doors, and my husband confirmed that too, and keep it closed. You must go where I send you. So I wanted to kind of confirm that. And then it was really heavy on my heart, and I was amazed, Apostle Kizzy, thank God for you, because it's heaviness on my heart about the children. Our children, our youth, our young people, our teenagers, our newly married couples are under such severe attack with, you know, the world system, this LGBT thing and all of that. It's been so heavy, heavy on me. And so the encouraging word that you gave was hold on to him. And God knows all of us where we're at, where our hearts are at, and just giving God the glory and honor. And I wanted to also listen to that song, the guitar song, so I'm going to look it up as well, because I remember Sister McDowell said she had found it. She had found it. And the Rachel's two daughters were in such harmony. I kept hearing the harmony and when they're praying. And God wants us to have that same kind of harmony with him and in the spirit realm, uniting with him. And he said that he is lining us up. Hallelujah. And what God, I heard Sister Rachel say, Minister Rachel said that she's walking through her house praying. God said what God has for you is for you, and no man will be able to take it away from you. So that keep walking by faith. Keep walking and praying where he's sending you, because what he has for you is going to be, people will be awestruck. That's all I can say. I can't even know how to put it into words, awestruck by what he's going to do for you and your family.
Hallelujah. Amen. I absolutely believe that. Hallelujah. I believe Minister Rachel and her family are a well-kept secret until the Lord says different. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anyone else? All right, then. Amen. We went just a little bit over time. No problem. Praise God. All right. So we're going to go ahead and close out with prayer. Praise the Lord.
I'm sorry. The 515 number was Reverend Denise Cavill. She's in Madison, Wisconsin. And I she sent a text that she was at work, but she was listening in. That's the one we're believing God for her husband, Paul. And so she's the one, that 515 number.
Okay. So say her name again. I kind of
Reverend
track
Denise
of
Cavill. Reverend Denise Cavill.
Okay.
And I believe she said she was at work or doing work because she does, you know, work like as she traveled, that she's constant. So we've been praying and interceding for her, you know, her husband's total complete, and he's doing much better. Praise report. He's sitting up. He's talking clearer. and everything, because, you know, he was out and he was in ICU, then out of ICU and then back. But now, yesterday, Trey report was he's sitting up in a chair, he's clearer, you know. The work that God has begun, and he's faithful to complete it. He is a healer. When they had just sent the man home and said, hey, he's not going to make it, he's going to die, you know, you have to believe the word of the Lord, stand on his word and promises. And I'm just, we're just so blessed and happy and for his healing. We just declare and decree, you know, that liver's working and functioning in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. And what city is she in again?
She's in Madison, Wisconsin right now, but she lives in Des Moines, Iowa. Remember, they airlifted her husband a while back to there, and so we've been believing and trusting God, and she's been staying there for about 2 or 3 months, and she flies home, you know, she drives home, and then so traveling grace and mercies for her as she goes back and forth and trying to also hold down her job and take care of Paul, her husband, God's strength, and has excellent nurses that's helping. So we've been praying for supernatural, divine connections and resources for her, for everything that she needs.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, it was good to have her on today. Let her know that. I think she's gone now. But we praise God for her. Amen. And all who call in, if you just call in and the Lord leads you to listen for a while and just get blessed, just listening. Amen. Just, you know, go ahead and do that. That's all good. Amen. All right. So we're going to go ahead and close out. So, Lord, we just thank you for all that you've done today. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord God, the things that we understood and the things that we don't even understand yet of all that you've done. And Lord, we even received a miracle from last week with the song. It's even more miraculous now than we thought it was in the beginning. So, Lord God, we just thank you. We know that you're here with us, and we bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We don't take it lightly that you're showing up, and you let us know that you're showing up to be with us, Lord. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that all of those who are in need of healing today, that healing has taken place. Hallelujah. They may not even recognize it right now, but the healing, and I'm hearing from you right now, that healing has taken place on this line today in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor for it. And, Lord, we thank you that you redeemed the time for each and every one of us who was on the line today. Lord God, whatever it was that we had planned on doing today, that it will be done. It will be done even faster than before, and it will be done even better than before in the name of Jesus. And we won't miss a beat because we've taken out the time to focus on you, and we bless you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And once again, we're going to end the broadcast the way that we started, inviting the Lord in with invitation by Joy, Minister Joy Bryant. And if you want to hear this song on your own, it is on YouTube. Amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here.
and the glory forever.